patrol 4 months ago, thanks to Chief O'Neill. Prior to that, I was no more than $5 every year, someone else had a year. It's been a heck of a 4 months since we took over. 24 hours after we took over, since he became the police commissioner, he made me chief patrol, we had Chelsea Farms. And it was that first day that the coordination between us and the different agencies was quite evident. Watching the commissioner walk up there with Bill Sweeney from the FBI, coordinated efforts we did at the Chelsea Farms that day. And in, what was it, I think 96 hours later, an arrest was made on that incident. Tremendous job done by the Lincoln police officers when the information got out to them. The arrest was made. That's the coordination. That's the effort. That's what Tri-State's about. That's what all the different agencies here in this room are about. We all care about getting the bad guy. It's what it's all about, keeping the people of this city safe, keeping the people of this country safe. So it's a tremendous effort, and this is the way we kind of work. And stand here in January after the year we just had, which is absolutely amazing. Less than 1,000 shootings in the city of New York. And Bill, I'll ask you, shootings. So where are you? Less than 1,000 shootings in this city, and it's an unbelievable number. It's an unbelievable accomplishment. And it's done, again, by the work of the men and women that turn out here every single day. It couldn't be done without them. It's a style of policing that we adapted here in this city. We pushed it forward 18 months ago, neighborhood policing. Not community policing of the 1990s, when it was all about hugs and kisses on the corner. It's a crime-fighting model. It's a way to connect with our communities and decrease crime at the same time. It has to be done like that. If we ever go back to the days of the early 90s when mothers were hiding their kids in the bathtub because bullets are going through the window, all that connectivity can go out the window. And we accomplished it. There's a lot of naysayers that we did it. When we put this program into place, we took all the top out of conditions teams, and we put them back in the squads, and we gave them free time, it wouldn't work. But the result this year shows it does work. It shows that our cops have the initiative to do things. The whole concept of neighborhood policing is give ownership back to the cops. Let them know that they're in charge of their area. That they are like almost a little sheriff of their area. As Mike Breck would say, almost the lawyer of their area, right? So, Mike Beatty said lawyer. Every time I see him, he talks about lawyer. It's the idea of getting our cops into the same neighborhoods every single time they come. Get to know the communities that they work with, get to know the businesses, the warehouses of worship, everyone within that area, that's their area. Every time they show up to work, this is where they're gonna go, this is where they're gonna turn out, this is the people that they're gonna get to know. They get that ownership, they feel responsible for the crime reductions that are taking place in the city. We pushed it out, we went into our toughest places, our most challenging commands in the city, and we got crime down. 7-5, the 4-4, some of the toughest places in the city, and violence went down, and we started to get that connectivity. It is a huge difference. If you look around this country, a lot of places have been able to accomplish what we've accomplished here in the city. Every cop that's sitting in this room, we have a lot of commanding officers here, the 3-4, we got the PSA commanders, we have a lot of different people here, all took part of this. Major change, a major cultural change for us, and it made a difference, and it went down, crime went down. This city is a better place, so the court is what they've done. And we're gonna push this forward. It hasn't stopped with 35 of our commands, all of our PSAs, and we're moving forward. We're gonna be pushing it even more this year. And it's not just that, it's mentioned earlier, precision policing. How do we get the bad guy? How do we go after the bad guy, the shooter on the block? The idea of targeting the right people, targeting the crews, working together with our federal partners, working with our 5 district attorneys, our 2 U.S. attorneys, working with the FBI, targeting the gangs and crews that are causing the violence in the city, and taking them out and giving them sentences. Not a year, not 2 years. We had a case takedown in the 4-7 recently where they're starting to take their plays. We're looking at 20 years. We're looking at life sentences for these guys. These were the shooters, these were the people that were causing the violence in the streets, and they were off the streets. And after we do these cases, take down, go out to the community, go and talk to them. We explained to him what we did. We explained to him why we took Johnny off that corner and what he did. They understand that our cops are out there and that they're out there trying to make a difference each and every day. And we're going to push this forward and we're going to continue to try to reduce crime in the city. I want to thank you again, Al, for letting me speak here for a few minutes, and thank you very much.